Texas Tech alumna Alexandria Torres moved back to the Hub City from Dallas at the beginning of the pandemic. She says she's excited to spend more time with family and is particularly looking forward to one fall tradition.
Family gets together. I've seen a lot of laughing, packing up.
Torres's family tailgates at every Red Raider football game, a tradition started by her dad, a longtime university employee. They eat, they watch the game, they're together.
A lot of yelling, a lot of anticipation of waiting and stuff like that. So a lot of emotions going on. Oh my gosh, now I'm missing football.
The football season is on, but the game day experience will be different for fans. As of the first day of classes at Texas Tech, Jones AT&T Stadium will be at 25% maximum capacity this fall. That's roughly 15,000 people in the stands, and masks are required.
I think that 25% capacity is smart.
That's Max Randolph, a Texas Tech alumnus who also grew up in Lubbock. We talked before the Big 12 conference officially announced that football will happen this fall.
You know, at the end of the day, lives are more important than college football. You know, I'm going to have some friends that say, dude, it's college football. But no, I strongly believe that 25% and keeping your masks on, doing what our health officials say, that's where I'm going to stand on that.
Randolph graduated in 2017. He now lives in Williford, Arkansas, a 13-hour drive from Lubbock.
You know, if Tech has football and there are tailgates there, I'm definitely going to make it to one game. I can't miss out on it.
Both Randolph and Torres will be able to tailgate if they want to. Texas Tech Athletics announced Sunday that university-sponsored tailgates are canceled this year, but fans can gather in groups of no more than 10 people with at least 10 feet between parties. There are 6 home games on this season's schedule. Kendall Center is another alumna who lives in Lubbock. She and her husband bought season tickets for the first time last year.
I always get to the game early because my favorite part of the game is the Master Rider running out at the beginning. So if I miss that, I'm devastated.
Earlier this month, she said she still planned to go to games in person. But with fewer fans in the stadium, she said the energy will be unlike the fond memories she has of being in the rowdy student section.
I would much rather be in the stands watching the game than at home watching it on TV and missing out on the experience.
A fall in Lubbock with no football would have been a loss for more than fans.
As bad an economic impact as we can see in one particular weekend.
That's president and CEO of the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce, Eddie McBride. He says the season affects the regional economy by millions of dollars each year.
Every city in Texas that has college football will be impacted significantly.
In a time when a lot of businesses are just squeaking by, McBride says vulnerable places like restaurants and hotels that have struggled over the past few months will hopefully earn much-needed revenue. There's another group excited about playing ball this year, the actual team. Head coach Matt Wells had this to say at a news conference soon after the Big 12's announcement that the season would go forward.
And those men just grinding and going to work every day, at some point it just gets very heavy. And so the decision to play, I know, lifted and a lot of that, all of that.
The Texas Tech Red Raider season starts September 12th against Houston Baptist, followed by a conference home opener against the University of Texas on September 26th. Alexandria Torres says she'll celebrate the season with her dad and son, 3 generations of Texas Tech fans. For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.